Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. Mishnah Dalid tells us about the third and fourth payasos, the lotteries in the Beis Hamikdash that would determine who would get to do the rest of the avodos. The third payas, a payas hashlishi, is for the Ketores. Now, bringing the Ketores on the Mizbeach Hazav in the Kodesh is a very special thing. And Chazal learned from a pasuk that the Ketores brings bracha and wealth to the one who brings it on the Mizbeach. And naturally, therefore, everyone wanted to do it. So therefore, the Kohanim were very careful to never let anyone do it twice. Because otherwise people wouldn't have the opportunity, and they would never give it to somebody who already had it, as long as there was somebody who had never done it before. And in fact, we have a Masorah from Chazal that never happened. There were so many people who wanted to do it, and there were so many Kohanim who wanted to do the Avodah, that it never ever happened that somebody got to do it twice, except for, I guess, the Kohen Gadol, who could do it whenever he wants. So therefore, when it comes to the third pious, we say they would announce Chadashim leKetores bo vafisu, people who are new to the Ketores. You know, you never did it before. Come and be part of the lottery, the counting, in order to be selected. And so that would be number three, and the fourth pious vaharavii, they would announce Chadashim im yeshanim, new and old, meaning everyone is eligible. Now, he didn't say that at Noan and Tu because it was kind of obvious. There was no reason to say otherwise. But having previously said in the third pious, only new people, so now in the fourth, they say, you know, not just new people. Everybody could be involved in this, even if you did it before. What is number four? Hachadashim Yisharim, mi ma'ala evarim min hakevesh al mizbeach. Who is going to take the limbs of the Tamid from the ramp onto the Mizbeach? Remember that we learned two Mishnayos ago that the Kohanim would take the limbs of the Tamid and put them on the Kevesh. That was 9 of the 13 people in the second pious, because not only the limbs, but also the flour for the Minchas Asachim and the Minchas Chavitin and the wine for the Nesach. Who would take all of that onto the Mizbeach? Because we took it onto the Kevesh in the third Mishnah, or in Mishnah Gimel, rather. And then they went to Daven Shachris, really, to say Kriyashma. So they went to say Kriyashma, and now they come back, and they have to bring it up. So it's a whole different set of people. And of course, that's going to be 9 people, right? Because we needed 9 people to take the Karban HaTamid. You know, for number one for the head and the right leg, number two for the forelegs, number three for the tail, the hindquarters, and the left hind leg, number four for the chest and the neck, number five for the two sides of the animal with the spine, and number six with the innards, number seven with the flower, right, the minchas tesachim, number eight with the half and isaron of the minchas chavitin of the kohen gadol, and number nine with the wine for the Nesachim, for being poured on the Mizbeach. So a different 9 people are going to bring that onto the Mizbeach for Hakrava.